USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and more than a dozen other countries is expressing concern about a World Health Organization-led mission to China to explore the origins of COVID-19, saying it came too late and wasn't afforded full or timely access to pertinent data. The statement, backed by Australia, Japan, Canada, and the United Kingdom, calls for transparent and independent analysis and evaluation, free from interference and undue influence. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the findings of the WHO report.
What it comes down to at this point, it doesn't matter so much. Yes, it would be good information to have to prevent future pandemics, but evidence is going to be gone. I'd like to see the raw data out of that report to really see what they had access to.
The Dow losing 104 points to close at 3367. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Suez Canal is open again, but the impact of the Ever Given saga will be felt for some time.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
See, a fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we've seen a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks the 40th anniversary of the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. The Reagan Library planning to commemorate the fateful day with a virtual event featuring people who were outside the Washington Hilton Hotel when John Hinckley fired at the president. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The National Black Justice Coalition has called for the Masters Tournament to be moved out of Georgia and away from the historic Augusta National Golf Club following Republican Governor Brian Kemp's signing of the state's new voting reform law. Governor Kemp responds to the NJBC.
I can, you know, truthfully look in the camera and ask my African-American friends and other African-Americans in Georgia to simply find out what's in the bill versus just the blank statement of this is Jim Crow or, you know, this is voter suppression or this is racist, because it is not. It expands early voting in Georgia. It also further secures the ballot with a photo ID requirement.
The NCAA tournament continues as two teams punch their ticket to the Final Four.
Two teams ended long Final Four droughts Monday night. Houston won the Midwest region by holding off Cinderella Oregon State 67-61. It's their first trip to the Final Four since 1984 and the days of Phi Slamma Jamma. In the South Regional Final, top-seeded Baylor ran out to an early lead and held off Arkansas's comeback attempts for the 81-72 win. The Bears will make their first Final Four trip since 1950. Those two teams will face off in one national semifinal on Saturday. The other will be determined Tuesday as number one overall seed Gonzaga takes on USC in the West Regional Final, and Michigan does battle with UCLA in the East Final. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.